Families move to Aspen based on the reputation of its school system. In the past, the Aspen School District has been top-rated on state and national reviews. Along with academics, it's known for innovative extracurricular programming and high rates of graduates going on to college. But this year, the Board of Education received a report card of its own that shows some concern coming from community members, staff, and parents. I'm Allison Bechtesh. You're listening to In the Halls, an Aspen Public Radio special series studying the Aspen School District. Thanks for joining me. The Colorado Department of Education has a five-tier accreditation scale. The Aspen School District moved down a notch in the 2016-17 school year. It's a nuanced rating system based on state test scores, participation rates in those tests, and graduation rates. The tests have changed over the years, but the point is, if you look at where the Aspen School District stands up against others, it's slipping. These rates are a concern to the District Accountability Committee, a state-mandated group tasked with making recommendations to the school board regarding budget, academics, and long-term planning. The volunteer committee, made up of teachers, parents, and community members, is known as the DAC for short.
The DAC's trying to look at it from a perspective in terms of, you know, what is the percentage of students that are meeting or exceeding expectations, and you can get into a lot of very technical educational and testing discussions. We're kind of coming back, taking a step back and saying, well, how are other schools doing in this environment? And what we're seeing is Aspen School District is falling behind.
That's Jonathan Nickel, the vice president of the Accountability Committee. He and his colleagues submitted their concerns about the district's academics to the school board last spring. He is now a candidate in the upcoming school board election. The Accountability Committee inspected the district's budget and discovered there has been a significant increase in spending.
The big takeaway is of the $6 million in total that spending has increased, over half of that has gone to these quote-unquote district-wide expenditures. And, you know, research has shown that kind of the biggest bang for your buck is from investing and developing and making sure you have great classroom teachers.
Susan Marolt has just finished her first four-year term with the Board of Education and is also a candidate this fall. She says the board is already working on the question of teacher salaries and addressing underperforming math scores. And something else came up. In a written response to the DAC's recommendations, the board said the committee is working outside their bounds. The two groups are now having meetings to discuss that.
And really, it was more about how we communicate with each other and getting to, you know, what is their role in our district. And we still need to meet more because I don't think we're all in agreement about what their role is and what the outcome will be of the work that they do.
But that response is frustrating to members of the Accountability Committee, who believe they have brought up legitimate concerns about academics in the Aspen School District and about the portion of the budget that's being spent outside the classroom. Committee President Anna Zane says those discussions aren't happening.
Some of our recommendations were met with skepticism and resistance, unfortunately, and we've just kind of been waiting for the board to come back to us and say, well, here's the information that was incorrect or wrong. We haven't received that yet, so I'd say that's the most frustrating thing is that we all have the same goal in mind, and that's to have the best schools in the state of Colorado, if not in the nation.
Zane and Nickel felt the response from the board was, let's work on communication instead of let's talk about the students' education. If the school board is so quick to ignore the voice of a state-mandated accountability committee, how receptive are they to other concerns, say, from a teacher? The Aspen School District has a lot of turnover among educators, and a staff survey shows a trend of low morale. So we have some more questions about the school board operations, and if that teacher turnover and those falling academic scores are related. We'll explore those questions in future segments of In the Halls, our special series studying the Aspen School District. I'm Allison Bechtesh, Aspen Public Radio News.